You are listening to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast, the number one podcast in the world for leaders who want to be the best. Each episode is designed to help you recognize and overcome your leadership challenges and achieve great success at your work. This episode is brought to you by your host, Payal Nanjiani, a world-renowned leadership expert, executive coach, and author known for her leadership talks, corporate training, and executive coaching. To know more about Payal, visit her website, www.payalnanjiani.com.
Welcome to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, and each week we bring you an inspiring thought leader from around the world to help you unlock the success within you and for you to become a great leader. Thanks for joining me today here, and we have with us in the studio none other than Vishal Sharma, the CEO at Godrej Chemicals. Vishal has worked with Ecolab Inc. in the water hygiene and process chemistry space for a decade in various roles across India, Middle East and Africa, and Asia Pacific. He has been instrumental in building a world-class team across. Vishal has lived and operated across five continents in both developed and developing markets in operational as well as strategic roles over the last two decades. He has also led startup businesses during his career and is credited with multiple transformational and scale-up initiatives. Vishal earned a postgraduate diploma in management from the Institute of Management Development and Research in Pune, India, and a bachelor's degree in engineering from MIT Manipal in Mangalore, India. And he joins us today to speak about speed matters. Vishal, welcome to the Payal Nanjiani Leadership Podcast. It is an honor to have you here with us today.
Thanks, Payal. Thanks for having me.
Great. So I know you have so much of experience. Let's begin with your journey. You've lived across, you've traveled, lived across five continents and got to become who you are. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your career journey.
Sure, Payal. So I'll probably talk about it in two parts. You know, it becomes a bit boring when you talk about the journey purely in terms of a career step. So I'll talk about the career steps, but I'll also talk a bit about what the learnings have been, yeah, and what enabled those career steps, actually. So, you know, born and brought up in a city called Hyderabad in the south of India. Mm-hmm. Did my schooling there. Did my first job with an Indian firm called Mafatlal Industries. Started in sales and marketing. Went on from there to join GE, American multinational. And from there, I would say, went on to doing different roles. Became a manager of people. Before that, I was a good individual contributor. I think that's important to mention. Did a good job. Became a manager of people. Became a manager of managers. Started running a P&L. Running a country. Went on to run a region. Went on to do a global job. And then, you know, sizable leadership roles is what I would put it. In three different companies primarily. So GE being one, Diversey being another one, and Ecolab being the most recent one. And of course, something I always aspired to do, which is run an entire organization, a whole company. And so March this year, I joined Godrej Chemicals, which you just spoke about. So it's been interesting. I've been fortunate to have worked for good organizations, worked for good leaders and mentors who actually helped me reach where I am today. So that's one part of the journey. I think the other part very clearly is, along the way, early, one of the most important realizations I had was it's not going to be all about me.
Okay.
I'm going to have to work with other people. I'm going to have to vibe with them. I'm going to have to be able to influence them and get them to be on my side so that we work as a team and we actually get things done. And that was not easy. That was a difficult one. Yeah, because you're young, you think you're smart, and you frankly even foolishly believe that you know it all and you don't really need anybody around you. And it's a learning curve that you go through and you realize that, okay, hang on, I really don't know it all. There are people who know some things much better than me. I may know some things better, but mm-hmm. as a team, we are way more powerful than I am alone. And once you reach that realization, then you become a leader of managers. I think that's when you start realizing that, okay, hang on, my job is actually about using the brain power of everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not about using my brain power and exerting that on them.
Right.
I think that's a very profound realization that I went through.
Mm-hmm.
From there, as you go forward, you learn all the business hard stuff, as I like to call it, strategy, operations, tactics, infrastructure, so on and so forth. You get to understand that. But I think in higher leadership roles or larger leadership roles, when you have a lot of people in your team, you can't even reach out to all of them. And then you're making very important decisions. And the decisions that you're making don't just impact the business, they impact the people. Because if you make a bad decision that hurts the business, it's actually going to hurt a lot of people and their families, and it has a long cascading effect. That realization actually helped me build the capability of calmness. And along with that, I would use the word slowness. Because at one point in time, and the topic here is speed matters, so I'm probably coming there quickly. At one point in time, pace is very important and you want to get everything fast. So I had this very, famous catchphrase I used to be very proud about. I used to say, with me, it's not AOY, it's not as of yesterday. Sorry, it's not ASAP, as soon as possible. It's AOY, which is as of yesterday.
Okay.
And I used to feel very good about saying that.
What does that
But
mean?
over time, so normally you say as soon as possible, get this done ASAP. And I used to say, get this done AOY, which means get it done as of yesterday. So
Okay.
as soon as possible is not good enough. It's,
Correct.
do it as of yesterday. So like
You're already
immediately.
late then, basically.
You're already late, basically. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And from there, I realized that, hey, listen, when we are doing these very important things, which have significant impacts, as I said, on the business and on the people, you better do this very carefully. And there you got to slow down. So while on one hand, speed is, when we hear the word speed, you always think fast. But I think when you hear the word speed, speed can also be slow. And this is where I think there's a bit of a spin to the word speed, which is you can be fast at times, but you also got to be slow at times.
Okay,
And
that's
this is a very
interesting.
profound realization. Yeah, this is a very profound realization I had probably 5 years back. And I think that's where I really evolved into being a leader that people loved working with. When I changed roles or left my recent organization, people actually felt pretty bad that this guy was leaving because they thoroughly enjoyed working with me. I think when you have that slowness and that calmness in you, that's when you can be the best coach. Because your focus is very, very high on the others. And that others can be the other people, the others can be other things, the other can be the subject that you're actually working on. So I think this part of it, there's a time to be fast, there's a time to be slow. This is a very profound realization that a lot of people actually don't never end up having.
So
I've seen that.
how do you do this? Like, how do you know when you need to speed up as fast and when do you need to slow down and be calm? How do you know that?
So it's completely dependent on what you're doing, the activity that you're performing. So once you've thought through things, and now it's only about getting it done, I think there you can go as fast as you can. And that's useful because there are others out there who are doing it as well. You're in a competitive environment. So if it's about execution, get it done. Get it done very fast. But when it comes to making choices, and when it comes to making decisions, particularly the significant ones, you got to be very thoughtful there. I
Okay.
think there, a day or even a week, and sometimes even a month delay means nothing. Because if you're now talking in the hundreds of millions of dollars, weeks are nothing, frankly, as long as you make the right decision. Because if you make the wrong decision, it's going to be extremely expensive.
You're
And as
right.
I said before, the impact that mistake can have will not just be on the business, it'll be on people. I've seen situations where you make a bad choice, the business goes down, somebody misses their bonus. And I've actually a couple of times had people coming to me and saying, you know what, I'm not sending my kid to that place for the education because I can't afford it. Either because I've been laid off or because I missed my bonus this year. And those kind of things crush you.
The impact
That's
is
when you
severe.
realize that. That's when you realize that me sitting in my room or me sitting with my team made certain choices. I never even thought or imagined the impact could be that far-reaching. But that's how it is. So I think this is where even the concept of business responsibility actually having a social element to it starts becoming very important. And I think all business leaders really need to think about this and be very conscious about this.
So, like you said, Vishal, that initially when you started off your career, it was all about speed means fast for you. And then you went into that mode that it also means slowness, it also means calmness. So how did you
Yep.
develop that calmness in you? Was there any practice, any ritual that you had to do so that you become the way you are?
So a big part of it is realization, being aware about, what am I about? What am I actually doing? So I think that self-realization and self-awareness is extremely important. That's the start point. And after that, you use the word practice. It's absolutely that. It's practice, it's discipline. It's making very clear choices for yourself. This I will do in this manner, and that I will do in a different manner.
Okay,
You know?
thanks.
So I think I followed that very, very deliberately. And the operating word there is deliberate, actually. You got to be very conscious and deliberate about how you're doing certain things. There's no scope to be impulsive anymore.
With consistency, you have to be consistent in that practice of yours.
Sure,
Yeah,
sure.
because outer circumstances can really disrupt your thinking. You know, we give so much of power to the situation, we give so much of power to the outside people that it can just turn our state of mind immediately, and then whatever we think that we want to do, we don't land up doing it.
Yep, very true. Very true. But I think that's where, while you have the external environment impacting you, you got to make sure you stay in control. If you
Exactly.
allow the external
Yeah.
environment to control your actions and your thoughts, you're done.
Oh yeah,
You know,
absolutely,
you're not
absolutely,
going anywhere with that.
very true. And the higher you climb, the more important it becomes to keep that. You know, I always tell people, you need to keep your remote with you. That's very important. The remote of your mindset has to be with you.
Absolutely. So I'll say this, one very important rule I built for myself was, when you're feeling emotionally disrupted in any manner, there's only one thing you do. Nothing. Back off.
Right,
Step
zoom
back
out.
and just don't
Yeah,
do anything. You got to give it 5, 6 minutes. The feeling passes. You're back in control. But if you don't give it those 5, 6 minutes, you're most likely going to regret what you did, what decision you took, or what you said to us, to somebody. You know,
absolutely.
so that rule helped me a lot.
No, you're correct. In fact, you know, in many of my sessions, especially these corporate workshops that I do, there is something I tell them. I said, you have to train your brain to think differently, because if you don't know how to break that pattern of negative thinking in 17 seconds, it's actually proven by science that your brain gets into a snowball effect. And then you just keep rolling on in that same mindset. So just like you said, you have to know how to break it. And you need to make zoom out, you know, just zoom out and look at the bigger picture and see things differently. I so agree. You also spoke about mentors, that it is so important you had mentors in your life and to speed up in your life, whether in your career or your organization. How important do you think mentors are for people who want to grow and succeed in their career?
Extremely important. So, as we started talking, remember I said that none of us know everything. In fact, none of us even know 1% of what needs to be known. Yeah, it's only when we collect people around us, and have people talk to us, and have people believe in us, and have people want to help us. I think that's absolutely invaluable. So having mentors, having friends, why only mentors? Having friends, who care about you and who will watch out for you and who'll tell you when you're making mistakes. I think that's extremely, completely invaluable. At the same time, you got to have the humility to listen. And you may agree or disagree. So somebody told me this, a year back. Being intellectual is actually having the capacity to listen without having the need to agree or disagree. I love that statement. Okay.
Very
And I've actually been
profound.
trying to
Yeah.
practice that. So somebody tells me something, I may not agree with it. It's okay. I can choose to disagree later. At that point in time, I'm just going to listen and digest it,
What's
and
your
go back and
response
mull
then?
over it.
What's your response during that time? If you don't agree, don't disagree. What should a person do? How's the response?
I normally nod and say, "That's interesting. Let me think about this."
Wow. Okay. I
Yeah.
love that. Yeah.
So you're buying time.
Very important.
So it's responding versus reacting. So because reactiveness, again, is very short term. It's typically impulsive. It's typically emotional. And when you respond, it's a thoughtful reaction. It's a thought out reaction, which is typically going to be rational. You've given it time, you've mulled over it, your chances of being right are way higher. I'm not suggesting that you'll be right all the time. You will still make mistakes, but you'll make lesser mistakes, and that matters.
That's really profound. And you also spoke about people skills, that it is so important you had to develop people skills. You don't leave them behind, you take them with you. And you said something, some word, brain power. You said some brain power. Tell us a little bit about that, because that was very interesting.
Yeah, so the sentence that I used was, beyond a certain point, it's not about exerting your brain power on others. It's
Huh.
about harnessing the brain power of everybody around you and leveraging that to make the right choices and doing the right things and making, yourself, the business and the whole team successful. And this people thing is absolutely, extremely, extremely important. So let me give you a real life example here. My first international experience. So I was called and, at the drop of a hat, I was asked to run Southeast Asia in addition to running India. This is way back in 2009, I remember. So A, I was super excited. Wow, I'm only whatever 34, 35 years old, and now I'm being asked to run Southeast Asia, big geography and multiple countries. So I land up in Bangkok. Now, I never thought that the Thais could be a bit different from the Indians. So I land up, I meet my leadership team day one. I have a full day review with them. I behave exactly the way I behave with my Indian team. Okay. Aggressive, very direct, telling them what's right and what's wrong, and telling them you've not done this properly and why didn't you think of that, et cetera, et cetera. Now, after 2 p.m., I discovered there's only one person in the room talking, and that was me. There was silence everywhere else. So at 4 o'clock, I was like, okay, there's something wrong here. And then I called my HR lead next day for breakfast and I said, listen, something went wrong. What was it? And he said, no, Kun Vishal, it was all fine. I said, no, please help me. Something went wrong. There was nobody talking. And he said, you're a very bad person. You really don't know how to work with people. And you have no idea how you made us feel. And you have hurt all of us.
Oh my.
10 a.m., I went back, apologized to the whole team, shared my background, and I said, I made a mistake, but I promise I will make up. I will change. And I changed. It took a week. It took 10 days. But I read about the Thai culture and understood. So it's not just about working with people, frankly, but as the environment changes and as the context changes, you have to be very careful about how you're coming across. It's different strokes for different folks. You may have a style. That style will not work with everybody. Even if you have 10 people in your team and you have one style, it may not work with all 10 of them. It may work with four and not work with six. So I think situational leadership is again extremely important out here. And
I
I've had the privilege of working across 50 countries, and it's been a tremendous experience. You go to the Aussies, so imagine landing in Japan and then not, go flying next to Australia. You have to be diametrically different in these two locations, in these two geographies. So
I
I
think
think those
with
are some things
what
that
that incidence that you gave, Vishal, it also brought out the humility that you have, the humbleness that you have, that you could go back, apologize, and take it up from there and bring about that change in you. I think a lot of us, when in the midst of speed and trying to climb up the ladder or make a change in the organization and take the organization on the top of the Wall Street, I think a lot of us, we forget that ultimately we are all a product of the people we are surrounded with, our teams, and like you said, the brain power. And it's a lot got to do with how much we are willing to change ourselves, be humble, flexible, and change ourselves to adapt to the. We all talk about globalization, but I think what you said today is true globalization as a leader.
Yeah, well said. Great points. Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. So, just going ahead, I was reading one of your articles on LinkedIn where you had mentioned about that speed is critical, whether you are playing offense or defense. What does that mean?
So, offense is getting out there, trying to get something done, and trying to win. And defense is when someone's getting at you. And let's put this in the business context naturally, yeah. Or you can also take the sports context, because these are places where winning and losing matters. In both of these situations, you're going to typically have to move fast. That article is in the context of you're in the thick of action. So you may not really have the luxury to sit back there and say, okay, right now it's time to be slow. because in that slowness, you could get killed. Yeah. So think of a football game going on, a soccer game going on. And I don't think any of those players can say, let me just sit back and think for 3 seconds, because in the 3 seconds you could lose a goal. Yeah.
Right.
You could either miss scoring a goal or the other team could score a goal. So there you don't have the luxury of time. There you've got to be quick. And I think in those situations, the high pace is really, really important. Yeah. So that's what that point was about. So in business, whether you come to innovation, whether you come to execution of doing something, whether you come to winning a customer, whether you come to pricing decisions, or whether you come to hiring talent, you got to be really quick at this. I've lost people because our interview process took 3 weeks, while somebody else finished the interview process in 2 weeks. Yeah. And the candidate told you before the last step that, I'm sorry, I've already accepted an offer somewhere else, and you lost a great candidate because of that. So that's just one simple example. There are many, many like that. I think that's what I mean there when I say speed matters. And there we are talking high speed, right? Earlier, I also said slow speed is important in certain places, but not in this context. When you're in action, it's got to be high. There's no time for being slow out there. But before that, as you were thinking about what to do, I think there the slowness starts becoming important.
Okay, so that's what you meant by offense and defense. Okay.
Yeah.
So Vishal, as we come to the last segment, leadership rapid fire, before that, I would like to know what would be your one piece of biggest advice to our listeners who are wanting to grow in their career?
So if you want one, I would say, I'll give you two actually.
Great.
I would say, A, be self-aware. Combine the humility with that. Yeah. And if you have these two, then ensure you're building high learning agility. Because end of the day, you're going to have to keep learning new things throughout your career, throughout your life. That's what makes people become more capable of doing bigger and bigger and bigger things and broader things. If you're not going to build that learning agility, for which you necessarily need the self-awareness and humility, you'll peak out. You know, that's when someone's going to look at you and say, okay, there's no potential left in this person. But if
Yeah.
you're going to be able to keep learning, that's when your potential is going to keep expanding infinitely.
I
And
agree.
there's no limit to it. It's
I
limitless.
agree. I agree. A lot of people, they read somewhere and they are like, I've learned it all, I know it all. And then an entire scope, you know, we don't understand that in the age of information, everything is changing very quickly. So you need to keep up with that pace more quicker. Great.
Absolutely.
So Vishal,
Yeah.
we're going to the leadership rapid fire round where whatever comes on top of your mind, the first thing we would love to hear it in a you know, maybe a one liner or a word. Okay, great.
Let's go
What's the
for it.
one thing you wish you had known when you started off in your career?
I would say calmness.
Okay. What's your
I would have made
personal,
much, much fewer mistakes.
because of the calmness? Like you would make lesser mistakes if you were more
I
calm.
would make lesser mistakes, yeah, if I was more calm earlier.
Okay. That's nice. What's your personal mantra or a motto or a quote that you always abide by?
So it's by Nelson Mandela, actually, which says, I never lose. I either win or I learn.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous. I've read his biography and it's really, really worth it. The biggest leadership myth you've ever heard.
So the CEO being the all-knowing, all-powerful, invincible creature, that doesn't exist. And
I like the way you
having come into this job for 1 year now, my God, if you're not going to work closely with your team and have them together with you, build a strategy with them and execute with them, forget about it. You're a disaster.
that.
So you are nothing without them. I think this is a this it's a big myth. I think CEOs are, extolled unnecessarily.
Yeah. You put them at the pedestal, right? And now you are there, you know it, everything, you know the numbers, and you just get us out there. One thing that motivates you to get out of bed every single day.
So I like doing things, particularly new things. I see every day as a new adventure. So I don't wake up thinking today is going to be like yesterday. I think today is going to be different. Let's get out there and see what can we do today now.
Very
That
nice.
keeps me going.
What's your favorite part of being a leader?
working with people,
I
being
like how you
able to have, being able to have the impact on people, being able to help people grow and succeed. There's nothing more satisfying from, compared to that. Your numbers and all is fine, but seeing people grow in front of your eyes over years, I think that's ultimately satisfying.
I agree totally. And you have beaten this people's, it just shows that you're a very people person, and you weave that in so much during this podcast. Which superpower would you choose, mind reading or invisibility?
So if you don't mind, I'll choose a third one. If I had the choice, if I had a wish, it would be healing.
Healing, okay.
Because I think there's so much pain and suffering around, and people have so many health issues, and it's just growing. If I could heal everybody, I think that would be the superpower I would choose.
Oh wow, great. And if you had to between invisibility and mind reading, what would that be?
Definitely mind reading.
Mind reading. You would like to know a lot about what people are thinking? Okay, great. And I like the healing part of it. If you could change something about the corporate world, what would that be?
I link this to, the whole environmental issues that we are facing today. I think corporates really need to walk the talk. If I could change one thing, that's what I would encourage corporates to do. There is a lot of talk happening over the last decade about carbon emissions, et cetera, et cetera. But even look at the latest COP28 summit and what they are concluding with. I don't think the corporate world is walking the talk on this at all.
Nice. Okay. So I think with this, Vishal, we will wrap it up. And you have been really kind enough to take the time out and share your insights and your experience with all our audience. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you, Payal. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And this one's for our listeners. This is Vishal Sharma and Payal Nanjiani wishing you loads of success in your career life. God bless.